From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Two hikers were rescued Friday after they got stuck on a ledge off the West Glacier Trail. The Alaska State Troopers say they asked the Coast Guard to use a helicopter to pick them up and take them back to the Juneau Airport. 19-year-old Mickey Minch and 19-year-old Nicolette Chappelle were not injured. They apparently had gotten lost on the trail, tried to move down toward the lake, slid on an embankment, and got stuck on a ledge. Also on Friday, Juneau Mountain Rescue and the Juneau Snowmobile Club helped out two snowshoers who got wet and exhausted on the Montana Creek Trail as they snowshoed in deep snow from Windfall Lake Cabin. They also had crossed the stream. 27-year-old Stephen Young and 26-year-old Kaylin Wilson were transported by snow machine back to the trailhead Friday evening. No injuries were reported. Repairs at Port McKenzie are adding up to millions in costs for the Matanuska-Susitna Borough. Port Director Mark Van Dongen says a planned permanent repair in 2017 may cost another $1.5 million on top of money already spent. He said an insurance payment and previously appropriated emergency funds will help the port budget shoulder next year's cost. The barge dock at Port McKenzie has undergone several repairs since fall 2015 when damage was discovered. Matsu Borough Manager John Moosey has told assembly members that further insurance reimbursements are not certain. Van Dongen says seismic activity could be behind the damage. He said an engineer needs to estimate the repair costs for 2017. The assembly needs to approve funds before the project is up for bid. The Local Boundary Commission is seeking public comment for a petition to make Nikiski its own home rule city. The Peninsula Clarion reports that the group Citizens for Nikiski Incorporated has submitted a petition to the state for signature verification that proposes city limits follow the boundaries of the current Nikiski Fire and Emergency Service Area, which stretches across Cook Inlet to include the Alaska Native villages of Tyonik and Beluga. The U.S. Forest Service is moving forward with a project to restore a stream south of Petersburg. KFSK reports that Omer Creek has been damaged by decades-old logging and road building where it crosses under Mitkoff Highway about 21 miles south of Petersburg. And the three medical providers in Fairbanks have started 2017 under new management. Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports that Banner Health is no longer managing the Fairbanks Memorial Hospital, Tanana Valley Clinic, and Denali Center. National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement covering southeast Alaska to start Thursday and likely go through the weekend. The event will bring very cold air with risk of freezing spray into the inner channels. Marine and aviation travel are likely to be impacted. In weather jargon, the service calls the event a very strong northerly outflow. More updates are expected later in the week. And looking at weather this afternoon, sunny with a high near 27, calm winds. Tonight, patchy freezing fog after 9 p.m. For more state and local news, visit us on the web at ktoo.org. I'm Jeremy Shea.